Here's Andy Udman.
A lot of products that imply they're made with blueberries contain no blueberries at all. And many that do contain a tiny amount of blueberries cut their recipes with artificial blueberry ingredients to make it look like their products contain more blueberries than they really do.
One of the claims that drives me bananas is this claim that eating certain cereals, for example, can lower your cholesterol. This is just has absolutely no foundation whatsoever. And you hear claims about dietary fiber being able to help with weight loss or help with your heart health or whatever the case may be. And, of course, this just has no foundation at all.
Pictures of blueberries are prominently displayed on the front of many food packages. Here they are on boxes of muffins, cereals, and breads. But turn the packages around, and suddenly the blueberries disappear. They're gone, replaced in the ingredients list with sugars, oils, and artificial colors derived from petrochemicals.
Ryan, what's your favorite muffin at Tim Hortons?
Oh, well, blueberry. Who doesn't like a blueberry muffin?
I'm afraid to put Pam on.
No kidding.
Because when I go to, I rarely eat muffins because I know how much fat they have. But if I get one, I think, well, I'll at least get the healthy one. I'll get the blueberry. Don't tell me there's no blueberries in blueberry muffins, Pam.
Highly unlikely, Andy. Highly unlikely.
They have these little bumps in them and they're blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
look blue.
Those?
Yeah, I'm sure they're colored some other sort of cheaper version of a fruit of some kind. Yeah. So, yeah, no, they can put whatever they want out there and call it whatever they want. And there's nobody
cereal.
Out there policing these people.
Those healthy cereals that reduce cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Big false claim. We've had a lot of guests on talking about how false those claims are.
The heart check, the healthy check.
Yeah, the health check. Yeah. To the tune of $2.6 million for the self-endorsement. Yeah, that's all it is.
See, that one I know. Wendy Mesley did a piece on the CBC Marketplace 2 or 3 years ago, and my jaw just dropped. I think, you can buy those? A company selling food can buy a...
Yeah. You know, the companies know that the more claims are on a package, the more likely a consumer is going to buy it.
But don't we have a government? Don't we have regulations?
The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has said that they relinquish all duty. They are not overseeing these claims, that it's basically every man for himself.
Okay, I'm going to play one more clip about the blueberries because I find this just shocking. Blueberries number two, if we could, Ryan.
This bag of blueberry bagels sold at Target stores is made with blueberry bits. And while actual blueberries are found further down the ingredients list, the blueberry bits themselves don't even contain bits of blueberries. They're made entirely from sugar, corn cereal, modified food starch, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, artificial flavor, cellulose gum, salt, and artificial colors.
Unbelievable. I was going through YouTube through some of those clips this morning. Just amazing.
Yeah, and you know when you buy butter tarts, Andy, ever look at the label butter tarts? There's no butter in there.
What's the use of reading the label?
Well, we shouldn't probably be buying any foods that have labels on them in the first place.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a pretty scary world out there, Andy.
Okay, you have some very exciting news on this front this morning.
Well, we have a lawyer who's going up against Big Food, basically, you know, going after them for misleading claims and deceitful marketing practices. And his name is Don Barrett, and he's joining us this morning from Mississippi.
Morning, Don.
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you. I'm going to ask you, don't spoil my day with an honest answer, but are there blueberries in blueberry muffins?
Probably not. And that's what this lawsuit is about in the United States. And maybe it's a little different in Canada and in the States. But I heard Pam say that they put out whatever they want, and they can call it whatever they want. In the United States, they can't do that. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has really well done, well thought out regulations. Simply acknowledging the fact that you can look at a banana and tell you don't need writing to tell you whether it's, you want to buy that banana or that apple, or maybe even, meats are the same way. I mean, you can look at the fresh stuff and tell, but if it's in a package, you really can't tell. And so you have to rely on it. And the American law, gives very specific rules about that.
Pam, you have a rule. Share your rule with Dawn about what food in the grocery store you shouldn't buy.
Well, I try and encourage people to stay away from the middle aisles of a grocery store so that we can see the real food on the outer periphery. And that reduces one's risk.
The milk and the eggs and the cheese and all the real stuff is against the wall, but it's the processed stuff, Dawn, that you're going after.
That's right. And what you have said is good advice for everybody, but the fact is that there are billions and billions of dollars worth of packaged foods that are sold, and you know, we Americans, we believe in free enterprise. Free enterprise here in this context is all about free choice for the American consumer. Free choice, however, means an informed choice, and to the big food manufacturers, it means stop lying. It means telling the truth. I've got some pretty good, if sort of funny examples, you know, if you'd
love to hear them.
One or two of,
go for it.
Well, okay, for example, you know, two-thirds, and it's probably the same in Canada, about two-thirds of American children are either overweight or morbidly obese. That's double the rate that it was in just 1980. There's an epidemic of diabetes in this country. All of the diseases that flow from that, high blood pressure, heart disease. It's an explosion of it in the United States. Many concerned mothers try to avoid products with added sugar because of these problems. They read the labels. Labels matter. Now, if a busy mother in the supermarket reads the, let's say, for example, the Chobani yogurt label, she won't see added sugar. Now, there's quite a bit of evaporated cane juice, and that sounds, you know, sort of vaguely healthy, whatever that is. What is evaporated cane juice? It's sugar. It's so flagrantly deceptive, it's almost funny. You know, but it's not funny to the mother with the overweight children. It's not funny to the diabetic. It's not funny, and it's not legal. And that's what we are able to do something about. Under the FDA regulations, under the laws of the most states, you have to use the ordinary and common name for an ingredient on the label. You can't hide ingredients by using made-up names like evaporated cane juice. Sugar is sugar, and to call it something else on the label misbrands the product and makes it in the United States, it makes it a criminal act to sell it, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to enforce that law.
And who are you going to be going after specifically?
Well, we have sued Del Monte, we've sued ConAgra, all these wonderful names. You know, we've sued Wrigley, Hershey's, most of the big, you know, Dole Incorporated, Gerber, Nestle, Kraft. We're going after all of them, and it's, you know, we think we're picking low hanging fruit. I was one of the first lawyers involved in the tobacco litigation that we were successful in with the, you know, got a $240 billion settlement. That took 13 years. This is not going to take 13 years. We already have the law on our side. The law has just not been enforced because the American Congress has cut the operating budget of the FDA, pulled their teeth. They pulled their enforcement teeth, if you will, and it's not their fault. They just don't have the people to enforce their own laws. But under the American system, thank goodness, and I hope it's the same way in Canada, I don't know, individual citizens have the right. If the regulators are not doing their job, individual citizens can step up and file their own cases, class action cases, on behalf of all of the affected consumers. And that's what we're doing.
Don,
and we're going to be successful with.
Well, that is awesome. We have some people listening saying, Andy, why are you doing a story about rich lawyers getting richer? This is not a story about rich lawyers getting richer. This is a story about a crisis in North America, which you only have to go to your local restaurant to see. We had a union leader here in London, Don, who told me, he was a bus driver's union leader, who told me that the average weight of the average bus driver in the United States is 350 pounds. Let's talk about obesity. This is a health crisis.
Oh, it's worse than that. There was a study that was put out and it was signed by most of the important active duty and also retired military hierarchy in the United States just a couple of years ago, called "Too Fat to Fight." It's a national security issue. There's so many fat children that we can't find enough soldiers to fill our army. I mean, it is an enormous problem, and it's so much of it has come from processed foods. The American people are waking up. The people in North America Canada and the United States, they'll make the right decisions if they have the right information. And, you know, and you make the point about rich lawyers getting richer and everything. I work hard. I worked 13 years on that tobacco case, put a second and a third mortgage on my house. I'm not embarrassed about, you know, making good money from that. I will say this. Let me say one. If corporate America lived by the same rules of morality and decency that the rest of us have to live by, I'd be working in a service station somewhere. So I'm not. I don't apologize for making a good living. I think I'll have a work plan that's going to last until the second coming, because I don't think they're getting any better.
Don, I have a nephew who lives in Seoul, South Korea. Married a lovely girl there. Brought her back here to London, Ontario.
Yes, sir.
And the first thing that she had to get over was not the language, not the culture, just eating in a restaurant and seeing the size of the portions that people ate and the size of the people. She's a very polite girl, but when she spoke about it, you could see the shock in her face at what we in North America, the land of milk and honey, are doing. We have to take a short break. It is a shocking story, but the good news is Don Barrett and his team of lawyers are going to fix it. He's promised that. You heard him in just a moment ago. We'll be back with Pam Colleen and Don Barrett in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
This bag of blueberry bagels sold at Target stores is made with blueberry bits. And while actual blueberries are found further down the ingredients list, the blueberry bits themselves don't even contain bits of blueberries. They're made entirely from sugar, corn cereal, modified food starch, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, artificial flavor, cellulose gum, salt, and artificial colors.
Pam, I see people in the grocery store all the time reading the labels. You're saying it's a waste of time. You made a reference to the Wild West. What do you mean by the Wild West?
Well, in Canada, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency has just announced that they're no longer going to be regulating the labels. So essentially, it's a Wild West. I mean, when I've been seeing for years and years and years on canned tomatoes, for example, that there's vitamin A in a canned tomato. That's not vitamin A in the canned tomato. That's beta carotene. It's a different molecule.
Just before we get back to Don Barrett, you were in California on the weekend speaking at a seminar. Mm-hmm. And you're sensing there's a groundswell happening here in the legal field that...
Yeah, I was talking to several lawyers. It was a food conference, the Weston A. Price Foundation conference, and they're going up against the USDA on several different issues with regards to food sovereignty. You know, we've talked about it on the show before in terms of what's happening to the small family farm.
Okay. I want to squeeze Frank in before we get back to Don. Go ahead, Frank. Quick comment.
Yeah, recently I know they mentioned about, you know, like taxing like fatty products and stuff.
Yep.
Now, I'm thinking, like, why wouldn't they try to tax the ingredient itself?
Okay, I'll ask Don that comment. Don, what do you think about taxing food with improper fats in them?
Well, I think that's a political decision that you know, the people of Canada have to make. What we're doing is really on a basic, it's a step down from that, but it's a more basic level, is to make sure, we think that the people in Canada and the United States will generally make the right decision if they're given the right information. And we're just intent on seeing that they get the right information.
Well, who can be against the right information? Let me ask you for another example of bad information, misleading information on food packages.
I'd love to do that. Since we have, you know, Pam is sort of my co-host here, let's talk about Pam cooking spray, ConAgra's product. I assume you have that in London. You know, it's cooking oil packed under pressure with compressed air, right? The label says so. Cooking oil plus a propellant. ConAgra doesn't tell you that the propellant is not harmless compressed air. It's a combination of butane and propane, sufficiently toxic to have a separate MSDS describing the hazardous components that it has. I mean, I wonder how many American mothers understand that when they use Pam, they're spraying lighter fluid on their children's eggs or pancakes, you know, and they call it all natural. It's baloney.
Well, 100 years ago, Don, I don't know if you know who Dr. Harvey Wiley is. He's known as the founding father of the FDA. And he had what was called the Poison Squad. And he took about a dozen heroic young men and he exposed them in a blind experiment to food additives at the time. And he monitored for any negative health consequences in these young men. And sure enough, if they were exposed to things like sodium benzoate, copper sulfate, whatever the case may be, they'd end up with headaches or tummy pains. And unfortunately, I feel like what we are today is exposed to this massive experiment. We're all guinea pigs in this experiment.
Well, it's absolutely shocking. I'm going to give you the last word here, Don, because we're quickly running out of time, and I want you to be able to summarize. We so much applaud what you're doing. You're going after the food, the big food, and you're saying, listen, you've got to be honest about what's in the package.
That's all that we say. It's a modest proposal. Tell the truth. You know, everything you need to know, you learned in kindergarten about what these people ought to be doing.
And so to the people of Afghanistan and the countries all around the world who look to America as a land of milk and honey, the land of opportunity, I mean, we think we're teaching them about how to live, but we can't even get the label. We can't even offer honesty in the labels on our food packages.
That's right. But let me tell you something. Within a couple of years, we're going to clean this mess up. There's one thing that American corporations understand, and that is when you start messing with their pocketbook. And we are going to interfere with their pocketbook. And that is when they'll pay attention.
Well, Don Barrett, we absolutely applaud what you're doing. I mean, if nothing else, we deserve honesty about what's in a food package, and then you can make the decision for yourself. Don, what a privilege to have you on the show this morning, and all the best. Go get them, and we'll have to have you on in the week after you have the big victory celebration.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much.
That would be great to get a follow-up. You too. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Pam, I like the way he talks.
Absolutely.
He's from down
a great
south.
Great accent.
Now, I'm going to keep Pam on. Pam doesn't know this yet. I'm going to keep her on for a moment or two. The health unit's all upset about, well, a couple of things.